This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What perfect music waiting for the world to change? Will it? Maybe you'll help it change now. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Maybe you'll be the Delta. One call does it all, call of the day, just like Ron in Bismarck, who called about the growth of Williston.
You see the school full bustling. I think that's an indication that those earlier temporary employees that were four or five in an apartment now have brought their families, settled here, good citizens, part of the community, in single-family housing, and it's really a testament to their belief and their dedication to their jobs and to the community of Williston. So that's what I wanted to comment on. I think that's a good indicator.
Ron of Bismarck calling about the growth of Williston yesterday. The Delta Constructors call of the day. One call does it all. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. Online at deltaconstructors.net, or you can call Eric at 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151. 7 after the hour. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hammond's in Washington, New York City. He's on the East Coast. It's all the same to me. We're flyover country. And that's, you know, it can fall off into the ocean country. I'm kidding. New York City. In fact, he'll be on What's in Your Mind Live from New York City coming up. I don't know why I thought D.C. Because it's kind of all that whole eastern seaboard thing. It's all sort of a blur for me. A blur of skyscrapers. And they come to North Dakota and go, why don't you guys have tall buildings here? Because we don't have to. We don't have to build up. We can build out. They can't. That's why they have skyscrapers. If they could have built out, they would have built out. Anyway, Scott Henning coming up live tomorrow. Meanwhile, Gary Abineth is here. What's in your mind?
Hey, it's good to be back, Todd. I just got back from the West Coast yesterday afternoon. I was in Portland for the holidays. And speaking of flyover country, it was kind of interesting out there. You got pot stands everywhere, billboards everywhere, wanting you to pull over and buy some. There's greenhouses everywhere.
So is it really mellow out there?
And, you know, it seems like when you're in Colorado, they seem more stringent on growing. Now, I know we actually looked at some property.
Well, their elevation's higher, too. That's the other thing.
Well, we went up in the mountains to look at some property. It was hills, I guess, out of a little town called Cottage Grove. And drive guy's trailer house. He goes, yeah, over there, he's growing pot over there. And he just had like a chain link fence, you know, with kind of colored, like you do when you want privacy with the chain link fence around it. And he's growing pot back. I'm going like, that's not a very big commercial operation, but I know Colorado is very intense as far as video cameras and all the things you got to do. But they're pretty lax about it.
Well, you know, you're stolen, but if everybody's got it. And it's a good argument for legalization, I guess, if you have it all around you. It's like growing corn here. Somebody's going to tell me I had corn stolen. Nobody steals corn.
Not smoking
because
it
it's all over.
Corn stalks? Well, I don't know, maybe.
there was that one time, but we're not going to get into that story today.
But, you know,
that was about my point being, if it's all around you, it's less likely to, you know, be the wanted commodity enough to be stolen.
Well, we've been out in Massachusetts when my wife and I pulled out of here at the end of July. We've been gone about 4 months, coming back on and off. But I just realized we had been in 28 states when I flying home yesterday since we pulled out of here in end of July. My wife and I have been traveling.
Oh my God.
We've been living out in Cape Cod on and off with that Massachusetts. So out on the other end, they've also legalized marijuana. So it's kind of crazy what's going on out there. Pretty soon it'll be everywhere. And I guess
think we need to check your luggage a little bit more carefully before we let you in here because, you know, in the What's in Your Mind studio, we don't generally allow that stuff. So.
Yeah, don't worry about that for me.
But now, wait a minute. Yeah, you bought the coffee. What did you put in the coffee? Because he was very quick to, hey, do you want some coffee?
Yeah, man.
Sure.
A little teach and talk routine here. So we're in studio with Robert Harms, former Republican state chairman. We're going to talk a little bit Donald Trump this morning and Congress. And so we're going to want to get your feedback. Give us a call at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228 800-480-4550, or you can text us at 701-226-8503. And what we want to know is, what do you think of Donald Trump? And you know, as I've been traveling around the country, mostly, I contend that Donald Trump is more popular amongst the grassroots than the poll numbers show. Even though he seems to be hanging, I hear, around the 40s, and it doesn't seem to move, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. I would like to have you call and tell me what you think, how Donald Trump's done. Are you a fan of his? Do you hate him? Do you, you know, all the things that are going with it. I mean, I contend as I run into everyday people, many, many of them are Trump supporters, and there's a lot of closet supporters.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm asking you to give us a call. Tell us what you
think. Some
people
are in crowds where you can't admit that, or somebody's just going to come out and pounce on you. So rather than stirring up the hornet's nest, you just keep it quiet. But
yeah,
fair enough.
So what do you think, Rob? Do you think that's a true statement?
Yeah, no, I think you're both right. I think the president stirs it up a lot, probably more so than some of us would like. But a lot of people are fully embracing the policies that he's been promoting since he took office. And frankly, I think that's been pretty successful in spite of some of the headwind that he creates for himself when he fires up his Twitter.
Every 24 hours.
Okay, but you know what? Reagan took it right to the American people.
That he did.
Back then, the currency was he went on primetime TV at 8 Central, Eastern, 7 Central,
yeah.
Like clockwork. You go on TV, you go talk right to the American people, not filtered by the media, right? Well, we just have a more expedient way of doing that today, yeah. Twitter, other social media, and Trump's using it. Why not?
Well, you know, as I travel, I tend to watch more TV in my hotel room. And when I'm flicking through the channels, and Bruce Springsteen, well, I'm a big fan of Springsteen, except his politics. He had a song.
Yeah, I was going to say,
well,
he
music,
okay,
but not
you
his
all people.
Yeah.
He had a song.
Former
years
Republican
yeah,
Party.
I know,
head. Wait
I know.
Till Bruce hears this.
but he
he's going to totally disown his own music because you're a fan.
He had a song, 57 channels and nothing else.
Yeah,
and
I remember that song.
And I'm telling you, it's more like nowadays, yeah. 150.
Yeah, he does need to update that
but
song. It's a little outdated.
I seem to end up in Fox News regularly, and what drives me crazy is the, you know, they talk about the same story. They just keep recycling them through each of the different shows, whether it's Tucker or, you know, Hannity, whatever. But when you flip through the other channels, I don't know how Donald Trump's poll numbers aren't like 5%. You know, approval
oh, yeah.
because they pound him so hard. So if it wasn't for Twitter,
these are the same people that said Hillary was going to win 75-20. I mean, you
yep.
remember that, right?
Yeah, yep. So we got a caller. We got a caller from South Dakota.
Hey,
Greg, welcome to the show. What's in your mind?
Oh, I was going to say, the shape our government's in. Anybody who can spend all of our money, taxes to death. Put our boys in no-win wars, regulate us to death. They're capable of anything. Those senators and congressmen apparently don't know the Constitution. They don't know the Bible. They're just up there. And look at the shape we're in. Those people, anybody that do that, they're capable of anything, let alone molesting or anything else. Women, that's a minor. And I just can't believe. I mean, geez, I just can't believe the shape we're in.
Well,
people just don't seem to be concerned about much. And as far as Trump's concerned, he's quite the champion. We're lucky we have him versus Hillary.
So you're a Trump supporter? Are you a Trump supporter? Or are you you definitely aren't
yes,
a Hillary fan?
I'm not a Hillary fan. A Trump supporter for sure. I don't know any Hillary fan. And the whole country, you talk to the whole country, they're all Trump supporters. And I've never talked to anybody that's a Hillary fan. I guess maybe
I
don't know.
Well, given the whole DNC mess, you kind of wonder just how many Hillary fans there actually were. Not only enough to get her voted in, because that didn't happen, but the cover-up and all that stuff, how many people were actually Hillary fans to begin with. I bet if you made it a three-way race back then, and maybe Sanders should have run as an independent rather than just hiding or whatever. But I'm not saying I regret that he ran, but I bet if Bernie would have run, Hillary would have been third and not second.
But I've got to say one thing really quick. The average working man out here has one big problem they're all concerned about, and that's the federal government. And why should that be? Look at the truck drivers, which I'm one of them. ELD, crime any. In the Constitution, it gives them no permission to do all of this stuff they're doing. And the senators and everything, you call them, oh, that's too bad. We aren't for it. But why is it there then? If nobody, you can't call a senator and he'll tell you, oh, I want it. They're all against it. But yet that's what we're looking at.
Well, Greg, I'm one of the guys that believes we can go to the phone book and pull out randomly 435 people for Congress. I think that's the number. Is that right? And 100 for the Senate. And we'll get just as good of representation and probably better than we have, except for at least the Republicans in North Dakota.
I'm going to tell Kevin you said that.
I'm not going to say that about my Republican friends in North Dakota. I do appreciate your Senator Thune from down there in South Dakota. He's doing a great job.
Oh, didn't he have the chance in 2012 to get that out of that bill, that ELT law?
Yeah, he did. Say, Greg,
he didn't do it. It's just
Greg,
crazy.
We got to go to the break. Thank you for calling in. Call in again. This is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hennen. What's on your mind? Stay tuned. Be back shortly.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Remember when Democrats knew cutting taxes creates jobs? They should listen to President Kennedy, who in 1962 said this.
We can take the proper action in the proper time. This can be the most important step we could take to prevent another recession. That is the right time to make tax cuts, both for your family budget and the national budget, resulting from a permanent basic reform and reduction in our rate structure. A creative tax cut, creating more jobs and income, and eventually more revenue. Every dollar released from taxation that is spent or invested will help create a new job and a new salary. And these new jobs and new salaries can create other jobs and other salaries.
Did the Democrats in Congress today really like writing welfare checks more than creating paychecks? Doesn't Heidi Heitkamp understand a JFK Trump tax cut will create jobs in North Dakota? Paid for by the Committee to Unleash Prosperity and Freedom Works Foundation, Washington, D.C.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
PetroServe USA. Look for that red, white, and blue sign. Any size, coffee or hot chocolate, just 99 cents. Deli Express Mega Sandwiches, $2.99. Jack Link's Legend Beef Jerky, $8.99. Pizza Corner Pizzas, yum, 2 for $12. Get stay hydrated. 24-pack of Nestle Pure Life Water, $3.99. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, 2 for $4.50. some of the November specials at PetroServe USA. 701-280-550, 1-800-228-0550, or text in the 701-226-8503. He was a Trump guy before anybody else was a Trump guy.
Well,
for the most part, at least in North Dakota. Gary Amoneth is in.
Actually, Kramer was ahead of me. Congressman Kramer was a Trump guy early on.
But he was in Washington then. You were the first guy in North Dakota to be a Trump guy.
Well, you know, I was at our state convention.
I don't hear Robert Herms disagreeing with that.
Well, at our convention in Fargo, the Republican convention in Fargo, the Cruz people were very organized, just like they were.
Yes, they were.
And they were out with their hip list of, unless you were one of the people, there's about 100 people wanting to be delegates and you get elected to convention. I think we had like 26 or 23 or something like
that.
I think it was 26. Well, anyway, that Robert Harms, who's with me in studio here, former Republican state chairman, was also at the convention in Cleveland. We had a lot of fun in Cleveland, which that convention was the end of July, I believe, maybe early, end of July. But the convention in April in Fargo, there were many Trump people. In fact, nobody took him serious even at that point. I struggled with Cruz. In fact, I just watched a debate with Cruz a couple nights ago. He was debating Bernie Sanders on tax reform. And I liked a lot of what Cruz said as a conservative.
Yeah.
But I'd watch a debate about halfway through it. I'd say, this guy's a great debater, but he's turning me off. He just would get to the point that he never... He wasn't very likable.
Yeah. I think that was part of Cruz's problem. He's good on policy, but he came off not very likable. But he ran the North Dakota convention.
Yeah.
He came out with the delegates, at least as far as North Dakota.
Yeah, Cruz did win North Dakota convention quite handily, but what happened is a lot of them was very interesting. You began to see, obviously, people that were that weren't Trump supporters began to come on. When Trump came to Bismarck.
Yeah.
Remember the oil conference?
Over.
He went over the top.
Yeah.
And so, and in Bismarck, North Dakota, he needed the delegate count. And I remember coming out as one of the delegates, national media, Trump comes out and standing at the Civic Center. Trump goes over the top and becomes the presumptive nominee at that point. So we've got a few texts in. Trump is the best ever. He saved our country. Another text. I wonder why the Democrats don't let Trump have his way. If they know he's so wrong in everything, let him fail. But I think they know he's right, and if he proves the Dems wrong, they won't. So there we go.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like Trump. He's a person as a person, but as a politician, he's exactly what we needed. I think he truly loves this country and wants what is best for the people. Do you think that's true, Robert?
I do. I think the sentiments that you just read and the caller before Greg from South Dakota reflect, I think, the will of the American people that we're interested in going back to fundamentals. Getting back to kind of foundational things that made this country strong and that he's been talking about since his campaign started. I think people have been looking for that.
Didn't we want a private sector guy, outside the Beltway guy, not afraid to speak his mind, not afraid to get his hands dirty, get in there and get it done? Isn't that kind of what we, before the Trump name came up, at least at such a high level, just fundamentally designing our perfect president, isn't that kind of some of the rhetoric that was out there?
People were sick. I mean, this whole drain the swamp thing, when people, you know, the deep state, I mean, it's real, and people really had it. And you see it in the approval ratings of Congress. They all love their local congressman, but when it comes down to it, the numbers, people are just really fed up. And so they wanted somebody, I think, from the outside. And
I agree.
What turned me on to Trump when I became a fan of Trump was, I felt political correctness needed to be attacked, and you need to take the trunk of the tree, and you needed to chop that tree down because it was bad.
Well, that's my point. Doesn't Trump personify each and every one of those items that we wanted in our president?
Yeah.
We have a caller from Bismarck, Clint. You want to talk about Trump and a tax plan. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. I was just going to comment that I think that the Trump supporters are such because of the fact a lot of us, at least myself anyway, feel like he was our last ditch effort of not turning into a communist nation. And who else could go in and get sucker punched from all sides every single day? And I got a lot of respect for his wife. They're picking on her, how she's decorating the White House for Christmas. I mean, all
these kidding. Why is that a bad thing to decorate the White House for Christmas? Amen. When did that become a bad thing?
No. Amen.
You want to talk about? We all know the bad sides of Trump, the 70s and 80s playboy, and you know what? He wasn't paying somebody off behind the scenes to keep still. His affairs were out in the tabloid. So, you know, we've known him as straightforward, honest, shoot from the hip, here's who I am. And I do think that the Republicans, you know, they're really distancing themselves from business people like myself for the simple fact they pandered all the Democrats and the so-called swamp, you know, it comes even local here. I could pick on two local politicians here. Wayne Stengem, the governorship was owed to him. We wanted a man like Doug Burgum. We wanted somebody fresh from the barrel to come in and be a voice of us people out in the trenches. I called a while back to Congressman Kramer, and I'll put this out here to our senators. In the federal building in Bismarck, I had a look at a president, vice president's picture every morning when I went to the post office that I really didn't care to see. A year later, there's two empty hooks. So, you know, they'll tell us what we want to hear, but when they get down to Washington, it's one big mess. You mentioned Fox News. I listened last night to Martha McCallum and Marco Rubio. And when I hear a Republican talk about how they're going to pay for a tax cut, somebody like myself that's been in business, if I take in $10, I have 10 to spend. So it's not about how I'm going to pay for this. I can't spend money that I don't have. They don't have that money. And they're counting on it coming in. But you know what? If our money doesn't come in, we have to make adjustments. And that's what they need to do, not have $15 million slush funds to pay for 88-year-old senators' little tryst in office. That money needs to be paid back. They need to make that list out, but I don't hear anybody rallying for it to be paid back. And when that list comes out, them guys all need to pony up, get their checkbook out. At the same time, seems to get forgotten about, there was a little congressional credit union. Did that money ever get paid back?
Hey, Clint, we're going to be going to the break here. I appreciate your comments. And the reality is, as you said, those politicians so often, they think it's their money. They're a little confused on how it got there. And I'm really 100% with you. So thanks for calling in, Clint. When we come back, Kyle Drennan's going to join us. He is going to talk about bias in the media, which we all know there's plenty of it. So this is Gary Emmett with Robert Harms and Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, in studio at KFYR. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is coming to North Dakota. If you're suffering from pain from osteoarthritis in the knee, I don't know if that's where my knee pain comes from, but I have knee pain, and I'm on board. Pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, or even suffer from joint pain. Stem cell therapies educational seminars are going on now. You want to be at one. This is Mark Minot Dickinson. 888-973-1560. Get signed up. 1-888-973-1560 or check out StemCellTherapyForPain.com, all one word, StemCellTherapyForPain.com, and start living life once again. 27 before the hour, what's in your mind? I'm Todd Mitchell. Tomorrow, Scott Hennon from New York City. Right now, Gary Amenath, fresh from the West Coast. Still smells like he's been walking by those stands.
You can smell it up there. Walking. Don't like back, this. You can smell it in the fields, man.
I remember the
smoking
first,
some of their own stuff.
The first
man.
Rock concert I ever went to in 79 Med Center, REO Molly Hatchet, and that the air was green.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad, I was still 15. My dad picked me and my friend went. My dad picked us up. Boys. And I'm like, Dad, walk into Met Center. You can't help but smell. And now that we've legalized that smell, I guess it's probably you're probably desensitized to it in Portland. No, I'm not smelling it right now. But sooner or later, you're going to come back from Portland or whatever.
No.
It's like, Gary, what have you been hanging out in? But and you tell them, it's in the air out there. You can't. It's all secondhand.
In Colorado, you walk down Colorado Springs, where I used to live down there. I mean, it's just literally in the parks everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just. It's in fact, I worry about
right?
driving down there. I think, but anyway, I don't know if the statistics bear out if there's more danger right now with all the pot smoking going on.
We'll
in Colorado
have to study that,
but,
the before and after stats and find out. Okay, is it But
yeah. Well, so far the cash.
It'll be a good exercise for us in North Dakota if they get that petition on the ballot.
Yeah, it's going to be in the ballot, though, isn't it?
Recreational marijuana.
Okay, and let me play devil's advocate for you on that one. Will the state drag its feet in getting it implemented? Look what's happened to medicinal marijuana. I've got people screaming, hey, wait a minute, we approved this, why can't we get it right now? And I'm a little too close to that particular forest for those trees. My mother's on it in Minnesota. So I kind of sympathize with everybody who has been diagnosed with, yes, you have one of those conditions.
Sure.
Yes, you should have it. And it has worked wonders for my mother. We've approved it. Why haven't we implemented it? And I know there's got to be a mechanism. And that's why I tell people, hey, look, you got to have a mechanism. You can't just suddenly just throw it up at every checkout of every convenience store in North Dakota. It's not that simple.
Well, I haven't followed it that closely here in North Dakota because I've been gone, Robert. But sure. What's your take on that?
Well, to answer Todd's question, no, I think if the voters approve it, and I don't think they will, but if the voters approve it, I don't think the legislature will do the same thing it did on medicinal marijuana, in part because it's going to be, I think, a simpler petition. The mistake, I think, that the medical marijuana folks made was that they didn't have the structure put together correctly where the legislature was comfortable that we would actually have an industry in North Dakota that we had confidence in, that we had to, you know, I'm a small government, limited government guy, but I thought that the legislature did the right thing in making sure that that industry was properly structured and regulated in North Dakota.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I don't think we'll have the same problem with recreation marijuana if the North Dakota voters approve it. I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either, but...
Shifting gears, we have Kyle Drennan on the phone with us. He's called in. He's with the senior news analyst and a contributing editor to Newsbusters with Media Research Center. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, you have, I've read some of your articles, and you have done a number of things related to the bias in the media. Talk to our listeners about that. We've been talking about Donald Trump this morning, and... you just see the hypocrisy in the media, and I think that's why Matt Lauer and all those kind of things get people pretty wound up. Todd was talking earlier about, you know, well, what about Donald Trump? What do you do about Donald Trump? We know his deals. But at the end of the day, that was up front, and people voted that knowing it. But the hypocrisy of these guys that hide behind their affairs and all the things that go with it, it's pretty hypocritical. But go ahead, give us some thoughts on bias in the media.
Well, no, I mean, that's absolutely right. I mean, Matt Lauer was out there, you know, when the Access Hollywood tape came out before the election. Matt Lauer was out there on the Today Show talking about, oh, this is a new low. These accusations against Trump are just, oh, is this the final straw with Trump and all this sort of thing. And also during the campaign, he, you know, went on the Today Show and said, oh, why is Trump alienating women voters with, you know, oh, he's, you know, saying he with his treatment of women and this sort of thing. So, I mean, Matt Lauer was going on the Today Show saying these things, you know, about Trump, knowing full well that he was guilty of similar allegations that were against him, you know, about his own treatment of women. So, yeah, I mean, it's the height of hypocrisy.
What about, you know, we were talking earlier about Lauer's interview of Bill O'Reilly and taking him to task on it. Well, he's out doing his own little deeds, you know, so that's, I think, what Americans get really sick of.
Yeah, no, and that was just 2 months ago. I mean, September, he was interviewing O'Reilly and, you know, laying into him and even saying things like, you know, if a network gets rid of one of its biggest stars, there must be really good evidence of something really wrong there and that sort of thing, making those kinds of points. At one point, he even asked grilled O'Reilly on, have you ever sent lewd texts to anyone? And now that turns out to be one of the things that Matt Lauer is accused of doing, sending lewd texts to female coworkers at NBC. So, I mean, it's amazing that he was able to do that knowing full well what he was guilty of himself.
Kyle, what about whether it's Matt Lauer or other media? You know, I think I remember back when I was just a kid and I first voted the first time around Jimmy Carter back when, I mean, I voted for Ford, I guess, would have been in 76. It was my first election I got to vote. And I think the number came out. I was just a kid, you know, and I think it said like 88% or 92% of the media voted for Jimmy Carter. And against Reagan. And it, I mean, in 80, I mean, that was just shocking to me that, you know, as a young guy, I mean, but today that's still pretty high statistics related to the numbers of people that are liberal, aren't they? I mean, having covered that, is it still 70-80% or is it higher?
It's still very high. Yeah, they continually update those statistics. You know, they go interview people in newsrooms and, you know, majority are Democrats, majority vote Democrat. So, yeah, those statistics continue to come out, and it has remained constant over all these decades that, yeah, the media is, you know, almost uniformly liberal, almost uniformly Democratic voters. And, Yeah, I mean, they have not changed. They have not sort of, you know, made a real effort to go out and try to recruit people of different political persuasions. They're still living in the liberal bubble.
What about the vile attacks they've come after Trump? It's one thing to kind of, you know, they used to kind of hide. Maybe hide isn't even fair. I don't think they were as aggressive. And maybe talk radio's done that. Maybe the 24-hour news cycle. You know, Robert Harms with me in studio here, Kyle. He's former Republican state chairman. Robert, you've been involved in politics a long time. It's gotten a lot worse from what you've seen in the last 10 years, hasn't it?
Well, I think it has, and I think, you know, the news cycle, the social media has probably contributed to that. The question I guess I have for Kyle, if you know, you know, we can have our own opinions about whether the coverage of Trump is fair or unfair or biased. Kyle, are there any statistics that show the kind of coverage that the president has nationally, that, you know, one network runs X number of stories against him or in favor? Do you have any statistics you can share with our listeners?
Well, actually, we've done a series of studies. We keep, you know, updating the numbers as the Trump presidency continues, but looking at specifically the network TV newscasts of ABC, NBC, CBS, and we have consistently found, you know, over 90% of their coverage is negative on those evening newscasts. Just looking at those, not over 90% of it has been negative stories about Trump. When they're covering Trump, it's 90% negative. So
rather than focus on the policies that he's implemented, the changes in the federal judiciary or the appointments that he's made in the cabinet, all of which I think the North Dakota voters would be supportive of, or, you know, he's got an approval rating of 60%, give or take, in North Dakota pretty consistently. But so the focus is on the negative stories rather than the positive policy changes that that he's been making from what your statistics are showing.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's always about the latest tweet or the latest controversy about something. But it's, yeah, they ignore any kind of substantive, positive policy developments. Yeah, that's just not being covered.
So if we reverse that and we talk about when President Obama was president, would you say that 80% of the time they were gloating over him? I mean, were Matt Lauer and the likes who, you know, called Obama the Messiah, the Savior, the Messenger of Change, you know, all those kind of things. I mean, would that have been the opposite, of course?
Yeah, no. I mean, with Obama, it was any excuse to do a fluff piece on, you know, something wonderful that Obama had done, you know, whether it was related to policy or politics, or it was just, oh, Obama took a selfie today, and, oh, this is wonderful. I mean, they would find excuses to fawn over him and gush over him over, you know, the silliest sort of trivial little things, you know, that they were happy to lavish that kind of positive coverage on him any chance they could get.
We got about 1 minute. We have Elaine from Watford City who's been on hold for a while. Elaine, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Good morning.
Thanks for being patient. What's on your mind there, Elaine?
Well, I am one of the 1 million-plus women that voted for Trump. I am also one of the 1 million plus grassroots Americans, which is America, that support him and that is on to the biased BS in the media. We're not stupid. Most people have, just about everybody has the internet. Everybody that has the internet knows what's going on. We see it. The media just doesn't talk about it because it doesn't show good favor towards them. We're sick of it. We get it.
Elaine,
and I think he's doing a good.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I think he's doing a good job. We think he's doing a good job. I just want to also say I honestly think that he is one of the most praised for presidents in our history.
Elaine, thanks for your comment. This is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hennen with Robert Harms in studio. Stay tuned. When we come back, Kyle, stay with us for one more segment, if you would, and we'll continue on with our bias to media.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tioga's Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor local programming. Tioga, a growing community of great schools, new housing, a golf course, theater, and new expanded bars and restaurants. Check out TiogaND.net. I don't know whether they have enough flagpoles. Time to chat with our favorite patriot, Jim, the flagpole guy. If you're a patriotic, and many of us these days are feeling more patriotic than ever, it is a great time to show it. Call Jim today. 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com to get a flagpole installed at your home or business. Jim, happy Thursday. What's on your mind?
Well, just experiencing a 34 rise in height. I'm making a little repair. A big thank you to Target Logistics in Williston for giving me a call for flagpole repair. You know, they take quite a lot of wind up here, and some go, they say sometimes as much as 4 flags. So I don't know, how's everybody else doing? How many flags do you use? Target Logistics on the west side of Williston, they go through the flags, and their flagpole takes a lot of wear. And so I'm making some adjustments for them. I'm adding some springs and make their flags go longer. And
I have to admit, I didn't know a flagpole ever wore. You figure a flag would, but I guess I didn't think a flagpole would ever wear. But okay.
No, it is a flag. No, the flags are, they go through 4 flags, but what I'm saying is, I'm doing the flagpole repair due to the nature of the flags wear out so quickly, okay. But I'm adding parts and pieces. I apologize.
Not at all. Not at all. And you got to have the right flagpole guy. You can't just fix a PVC pipe up there and expect the flag to see a good flagpole. Jim, the flagpole guy, can help you out.
Yes, and Target Logistics, they did their best shot to try and fix it themselves a couple times, and they said, we're finally glad we got you. And it's just a matter of knowing what parts and pieces and how they work, and I'm learning a lot, and thank you, everybody, for a great year, and thank you, Todd, and may I be able to serve more.
All right. Thanks, Jim. American made and proud of it. 701-571-FLAG-ND-FLAGPOLEGUY.com. 8:30 before the hour. It's What's in Your Mind. Gary Emmett in for Scott Hennon today.
We've been talking to Kyle Drennan, senior news analyst for Media Research Center on Media Bias. Kyle, as we look at this next tax vote and got election coming up here and next year in the Senate races. I mean, does anybody have a chance as a conservative to have any unbiased reporting in the media?
Well, no. I mean, it is a challenge. You mentioned the tax bill. I mean, the New York Times actually yesterday came out with this op-ed that was just a pure advocacy. They were saying we are determined to stop this tax bill from happening. I mean, this is in the pages of the New York Times. You forget any kind of objectivity. They're right to advocacy, and we need to defeat this GOP tax plan. And so, the liberal media does not want Republicans to accomplish anything. They don't want any aspect of the conservative agenda to be implemented. And so, they're doing everything they can to stop it.
So, Kyle, with this Matt Lauer, this is just the tip of the spear, isn't it? I mean, what's going on as far as media and Hollywood, which doesn't surprise me when you see what's, I mean, at one level, all the sexual misconduct and all the reporting, it's been going on a long time. But is this going to continue in the media where we're going to keep seeing a lot more people falling, do you think?
I think so. I mean, I think there's just, Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose are not the only powerful men in media, who could have been engaging in this sort of behavior. So, there's a lot of other people on a lot of other networks who definitely are part of a similar culture. This could just be the beginning.
So, Robert Harms, as we wrap up this segment, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Any last-minute thoughts on the Trump administration as we move towards this tax bill? I mean, I just got a text in here. When it comes time for reelection, Heidi Heitkamp has a dismal voting record. If she doesn't start putting North Dakota first, then she heads to Washington. What do you think is going to happen down the road here, your last-minute analysis of this next election cycle?
Well, the next election cycles, that's a whole different question. I think the comment about Heidi, I think what we'll see is there'll be a good contest. I expect that Heidi will probably support the president's tax policy, and I think that's a key thing for all of North Dakotans and Americans, frankly, that we focus on the policy and not get lost in the noise and the rhetoric and try to educate ourselves, understand the bias in the media so that we've got to look at sources that we can trust. And my guess is next 2018 election cycle for the U.S. Senate, it's going to be tight. And I think Senator Heitkamp helps herself if she supports the president's tax proposal that's in play right now.
Kyle, any last minute thoughts before we go to the break?
I think we need to keep an eye on the liberal media and make sure that they do not win when it comes to stopping conservative ideas from being presented out there, and we need to be vigilant every day against them.
Kyle Drennan, senior news analyst for the Media Research Center, thank you for joining us today. Robert Harms, thanks for coming in studio and talking about politics with us.
Glad to be here, Gary. Thanks for the invite.
When we come back, we're going to have Steve Schwab, who is former city commissioner in Bismarck.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Remember when Democrats knew cutting taxes creates jobs? They should listen to President Kennedy, who in 1962 said this.
We can take the proper action in the proper time. This can be the most important step we could take to prevent another recession. That is the right kind of a tax cut, both for your family budget and the national budget, resulting from a permanent basic reform and reduction in our rate structure. A creative tax cut, creating more jobs and income, and eventually more revenue. Every dollar released from taxation that is spent or invested will help create a new job and a new salary. And these new jobs and new salaries can create other jobs and other salaries.
Do the Democrats in Congress today really like writing welfare checks more than creating paychecks? Doesn't Heidi Heitkamp understand a JFK Trump tax cut will create jobs in North Dakota? Paid for by the Committee to Unleash Prosperity and Freedom Works Foundation, Washington, D.C.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.